Well, Turkey's president is calling his country's military incursion into northeastern Syria a peace spring. We'll hear shortly that that's not the view of the UN Human Rights Chief. Turkish troops have begun a land offensive against Kurdish militia fighters across that border just days after President Trump ordered US troops back from the area. A total of 181 militant targets have been hit with airstrikes and howitzers since the start of the operation. World leaders fear it could destabilise the region and see a resurgence of Islamic State. Nick Grimm reports.
The Trump administration denies it gave the green light for this bombardment, but Turkey wasted no time launching its military operation once US forces had been removed from Kurdish-controlled areas across its border. Explosions on the ground, warplanes in the skies overhead, and Kurds themselves fleeing towns and villages being targeted. This man says, "We saw two tanks in front of our village, so we left, fearing that our children might get hurt. Most people left, but some young men stayed behind." Turkey has been widely condemned for launching its military action, with Australia's Prime Minister himself sending that message in no uncertain terms.
Let's be clear, it's the Turkish government that is taking action here to create an unstable situation. They're the ones who are actually deploying and seeking to walk across a border and to take actions in another nation state. It is the Turkish government that's doing that, and it's the actions of the Turkish government that concern Australia very seriously.
But Scott Morrison is less concerned about Donald Trump's much criticised decision this week to withdraw US troops from Kurdish-occupied regions.
Well, I'm not making a running commentary on what the president says and does. What I do know is that when Australia makes decisions about our deployments, we do so in our national interest. And my concern and my focus is on what Australia's purposes are and the safety of our men and women who serve in our defence forces. And I would expect any of our partners or allies to respect any decision that I made and my government made in relation to our deployments. And I'm simply showing that same respect.
For its part, Turkey has tougher words for its friends in Washington. It's making no apologies for its incursion, insisting it's merely securing its borders against the threat of terrorism, after the United States failed to meet its expectations in that regard. That's the view, at least, expressed by Turkey's ambassador to the United Kingdom, Ümit Yalçın.
We made many deals with Americans, and also there were commitments by them to clean those areas and to create safe zones. And we did many negotiations, and we started some implementation of some commitments, but it didn't go anywhere. And these exercises turned into a kicking a can exercise. And then our patience ran out. And now we are determined to create a safe zone at our border for our national security.
Donald Trump acknowledging today that Turkey's plans were well known.
We've been talking to Turkey for 3 years. They've been wanting to do this for many years, as you know. They've been fighting each other for centuries.
The US president also had this for Kurds, who might feel abandoned by the United States.
They didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned names of different battles.
Setting aside the fact that the Kurds had no part in World War II's Normandy invasion, it's not the first time the US has walked away from an allegiance with the ethnic group, their quest for independence often proving an impossible ask for their sometime ally. Now, another superpower might move to exploit the shifting power balance and extend its influence. Americans have violated their promises many times, says Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, hinting he's already been talking to Kurdish leaders. They are extremely alarmed that such a lightweight treatment of this extremely delicate subject could ignite the entire region, he says.
Nick Grimm with that report.